Let's start with the GM thing, because a lot of information has been out there the last couple of days, and it appears that some of it, shock, was misinformation. Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald, coming with some new details in a report about an hour and a half ago, says first and foremost, the new general manager could be in place by Monday. The finalists are being informed this afternoon, this evening. It seems like that they are finalists. Could be two, could be three guys. They will perhaps come back for a second interview over the weekend. And again, the new GM could be introduced as early as Monday for the Miami Dolphins, certainly in advance of the Super Bowl, is what Armando wrote. There have been some reports in the last couple of days that when Jason Light was offered the job by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which he took, that the Dolphins scrambled to hire him. Armando says that is not the case. He says the Dolphins informed Light, hey, you're going to be a finalist here, just so you know.
Right.
But he took, as Armando wrote, the bird in hand. You know, he had the one solid offer as opposed to the other situation where he was told he was going to be a finalist, and so he took that job. So the Dolphins did not, according to Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald, offer the job to Jason Light. That's new information. Another piece of new information is that Armando reports, despite everything you may have heard in the last several days, Steve Ross has not left the country. There are reports that he is going to do business in the United Kingdom and then on to China. Armando says no. Steve Ross has not left the country. So, here are the guys we know have interviewed for the Dolphins' GM position. Brian Gain, the internal candidate. Lake Dawson from Tennessee. Omar Khan from Pittsburgh. Ray Farmer from Cleveland. And former Broncos GM, Brian Zanders. So, you got to figure two, maybe three of those guys is a finalist. And you got to figure one of them could be the Dolphins' general manager by the end of the weekend or early next week. Sounds a little bit different when you start hearing some of these new details.
It really does, man, because, you know, everybody's been laughing and trying to make a mockery of this whole process that, you know, that our Mr. Ross has been very meticulous about. And they talk about, you know, things like, why isn't there somebody in place? And, you know, some, you know, the last ditch effort to get Light before he went to Tampa. You know, and that's the thing about it. Everybody trying to get a jump on story so much that they just come with this information. And as you informed us, this misinformation. So, you know, it's important that we do obviously get a guy, but you got to get the right guy, too. So I'm not too concerned about the you know, how long it's taken. I would like for us to have had somebody in place by Senior Bowl, but it hasn't happened that way. So instead of like rushing to get this process done, Tuan, I'd rather just get the right guy for the position, somebody that, you know, fits. That's going to be, it's an important fit right there for that guy, considering we have a head coach in place. Obviously, we have our owner and OC and everything, but that fit for that GM is very important. So why not get the right guy for the position for the Miami Dolphins?
I mean, this is just another example of the media jumping at you know, whatever they can grasp at. You know, we no longer put out, you know, a lot of times we don't put out facts. We put out, oh, I heard this from somebody. Let's go with it and see what happens. You know,
right?
Especially with Twitter. And someone can say, hey, I think this is happening. Then it becomes fact, you know, two tweets later. So, you know, we don't really know what's going on. But I do know one thing. We have the right people involved. I think Mr. Ross takes this very seriously. I think he is, you know, being very diligent in the process and making sure that he finds someone that's going to represent not only South Florida but the Miami Dolphins in a way that our fans deserve, because our fans are hungry. He understands this is an important move, and this, I call this a fingerprint move. This is a move that, you know, he will be able to put his fingerprint and his design on this team, and I think, you know, that's why they're taking their time and they're finding the right person.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been hearing, is that, you know, they want the right guy, not the right now guy. And you know, I've been talking to a lot of fans, whether it's on social media. I did a podcast with some fans last night, and I feel like the frustration that people seem to have with the general manager search taking as long as it does has nothing to do with the actual search. It has to do with the way it looks and the fact that, you know, it allows Pro Football Talk or whoever to sort of pile on. And so it's a perception thing. And I would certainly not say that perception is unimportant. I think perception is important, but that's all this is. This isn't an actual issue of hiring the GM. It's just that it makes the Dolphins look like they're dragging their feet, and it makes it look like the Dolphins are doing something that the other team who hired a GM isn't doing, even though Tampa Bay just hired someone in the last 2 days and the Dolphins could be hiring someone in the next 2 days. That's not really that big of a gap between when the Bucs hired their guy and the Dolphins hired theirs, but it's just an optics thing. That's what Armando blogged about last night, and I get that that's frustrating for the fans, but in the grand scheme, it's really, to me, not something to worry about. And I think I said this on the show one or two times over the last few days, like, if in a couple of years, the new GM, whoever it is, has a couple of great drafts, and Tannehill develops into the guy we all hope he develops into, nobody's going to be looking back and being like, man, remember when, you know, we took 3 extra days to get the GM hired? Like, nobody's going to care. It's the job the guy is going to do is what's going to impact impact how we feel about him, not this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, and I think it wouldn't be as big an issue if there weren't a whole bunch of other things. You know, I think sure. this is what it's happened, sure. you know, gotten to this point now. You know, considering what happened a couple years ago with Tony Sperano, consider what's happened a few times with different situations this year, you know, with what's happened upstairs with Jeff Ireland before this. I think it's just a matter of things piling up, and this just kind of be one of the things that just, you know, a final straw type of deal. Look, now they're taking forever to get a GM as well. And I think that's not fair. You know, I think it's right, like you talk about, we got to get the right guy. But if it wasn't for that, you know, nobody's talking about Tampa finally getting a GM. If it weren't for all the other things, we wouldn't be talking about the Miami Dolphins still not having a GM either, I don't think.
Where's that book at? Who predetermines when a general manager needs to be there? I mean, with tape and film, so many people are concerned about the Senior Bowl. But, I mean, a lot of these guys are going to be, you know, watching film. And a lot of times these guys are already in the process. They're with the team. They're already doing that. So regardless of who that guy ends up, there's no – you know, book that says you have to do it this way. Just because someone does it, you know, 2 weeks and somebody else does it 3 weeks, is that big of a deal? Because I think, you know, guys, if they're already in the business, I think if we're taking a guy and people are concerned that, well, they can't go to Senior Bowl or they can't do these things, they're probably not the right guy. That means they're not going to be there already. So the guy we're probably looking at is already in that process. He's already in the game. He's already making those selections and making his opinions about different players currently. So when he comes, he's bringing a book of ideas of who he likes, who he doesn't like. He's already vetted in his mind, you know, situations for his own team. So it's, you know, switching that process to the Dolphins is not going to be that big of a deal. It's just looking at what are we running, what our schemes are, and then applying his theories to that.
Yeah, I think OJ hit it on the head. The fact that it's combined with some other things, you know, it sort of snowballs a little bit, and it makes the larger perception look worse. But again, in the next couple of years, if things get figured out for the Miami Dolphins and are going well, nobody's going to be upset that, you know, the GM wasn't hired until the day after the Senior Bowl or 2 days after the Senior Bowl back in early 2014.